special interests, unquote, the group said of Teach Out. Read the full story at the New York State of Politics website. The BBC reports that a London woman will attempt to ride stand-up paddleboard the length of the Hudson River this week, collecting water samples to test for microplastic levels as she goes. Lizzie Carr, an environmentalist from England, said she picked the United States because this country is, quote, one of the world's biggest consumers of single-use plastic, unquote. The 170-mile trip down the Hudson River should take 8 days and start September 6th. Carr previously was the first person to paddleboard the length of England by herself in 2016. Quote, this is a man-made problem, unquote, she said, of all the plastic thrown away in the world. Quote, 80% of marine debris starts from inland sources, including rivers like the Hudson, before it eventually flows out to the ocean. I want my journey along the Hudson to motivate people to take action so together we can make a real difference to resolve the global problem, plastics choking our seas, unquote. Read the full story at the BBC website. Daily Freeman runs down what is closed for Labor Day, Monday, September 3rd. Amtrak is on a Sunday schedule. The banks are closed. County offices and federal offices are closed. Financial markets are closed, too. Greene County Transit has no service, and there's no mail delivery. Metro North is on a Sunday schedule. Schools and state offices are closed. And Trailways, you need to call 800-858-8555 to see which buses are running. I'm Tom Rowe. Go to the newsroom at WGXC.org to find out more. On Labor Day, both Democrats running in the September 13th primary election for governor were in New York City for the West Indian Day Parade. After that, Governor Cuomo used state aircraft to fly to the New York State Fair to make an important announcement.
We are going to announce that we broke the record for state fair attendance. Over 13 days, we actually broke 9 records, okay? 7 daily attendance records were broken, an all-time high for daily attendance, and an all-time high for state fair attendance. The old record was 1,161,000. 1 p.m. today, we hit 1,258,000 people.
The day before, Cynthia Nixon was in Kingston, and the Daily Freeman asked her one question.
What makes you the right choice for Democratic voters in the primary versus Governor Cuomo?
What makes me the right choice is that I'm actually a Democrat, unlike Governor Cuomo, who calls himself a Democrat but governs like a Republican, gives massive amounts of power to the Republican Party, gives huge tax breaks to corporations, to the wealthiest, to banks. And really, if you look at what his priorities are, it's not funding education, not making housing more affordable, not making sure that every New Yorker has health care, not doing real justice reform. So many of Andrew Cuomo's decisions seem to be based on who has given him money in the past and who has the ability to give him more in the future. And that's driving so many decisions in our state. And we need a governor who prioritizes the needs of the people over the needs of corporate donors. I will do that when I'm governor. I will not have any corporate donors because I'm not accepting any corporate donations. Thank you very much.
The National Weather Service in Albany predicts Tuesday should be mostly sunny with a high near 84, a low around 67. Wednesday should be mostly sunny with a high near 85, a low around 69, and a 20% chance of rain overnight Wednesday. Thursday, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 8 a.m., and partly sunny with a high near 84, a low around 62. Tom Rowe for WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported, creative community radio. Tune in the early morning hours of Tuesday, September 4th for Transmission Arts Overnight. The Evidence-Based Fiction Network is on at 1 a.m. with lo-fi storytelling. Then at 5 a.m. there's radio news overnight on Waveform Standing Wave Radio and WGXC. You're tuned to Radio Art, Creative Transmissions, Sound Experiments, Noise, and more on WGXC 90.7 FM Acre.
Thank you.
That was Cleve Posar and Cooper Moore, then known as Gene Y. Ashton, live in 1974, now available through the 50 Miles of Elbow Room label.
Everybody is beaming. One of the passengers seems to be singing. Let's walk along with the portable microphone and see if we can pick up just a little of his song of praise. As the door of the plane opens, the passengers are rising from their seats, and they begin their walk down the ramp where the soldiers of the cross are being welcomed by a massive choir of angels and archangels.
We see a small child, apparently taken from his parents at an early age, literally leaping
into their arms. But shouting for joy, brother and sister are praising God.
This is only temporary.
For they are together once again after a long separation. What a glorious day of rejoicing
to see. Now, if you listen, you can hear the
comforting song. All ages and nationalities.
Thank you. unlike anything we have ever seen before. Its beauty and splendor actually defy description. It's surrounded by a brightly shining heavenly light.
is a wonderful moment in this plane. The sights are just fantastic. The plane is now coming in over the New Jerusalem, and the passengers can see clearly the outlay of this beautiful city.
That was Christopher Funkhauser with his Flight Collective Plate Not Landscape collage, recorded January 27th. Thank you.
was as close as I could.
Are you the leader of this gang? Are you the leader of...
This is as close as I could get to being there.
For a long time, I used
this
to go to bed.
This was as close.
For a long time, I used to go to bed.
To me, saucy condiments are...
For a long time...
To me,
For a long time, I used to go to bed early. For a long time, I used to go to bed early. For a long time, I used to go to bed early.
Most Americans,
the
message to
me
is
fun to cook with buffalo chips. It's fun to cook with buffalo chips.
Like most
Americans,
I can't shake the fish.
The intersection is mutual. The vision complex. The intersection is mutual.
My father asked me to describe the painting once more. It hasn't changed since the last time I said. My father asked me to describe the painting once.
I promised you know. The intersection is mutual.
I promised you know, it wouldn't be right to break my promise. I promised you know, and it wouldn't be right to break my promise. I promised you know, and it wouldn't be right to break my promise. I promised you know, and it wouldn't be right to break my promise.
The only reason for time is so that everything doesn't happen at
this
once.
This big clumsy woke up.
The only reason for time is so that everything doesn't
reached
happen.
Reached out an arm to turn off his
the
alarm
clock. The
only
reason for time is so that everything doesn't happen at once.
Mr. Clumsy woke up.
My father asked me to describe it.
Harriet was born about 1820. The slave parents.
Message to me from my
most
former
Americans.
Self.
Oh, my God, Bumquist. Q Bang Whistle, is that really you?
It's much worse than you could imagine.
Oh my God! Bumquist Q Bang Whistle, is that really you?
It's much worse than you could imagine.
Bumquist Q Bang Whistle, is that really you? Oh my God!
Hercules fought these birds in a strange way. Hercules fought these birds in a strange way. Hercules fought these birds in a strange way. Hercules fought
on the great activity.
These birds, Hercules.
The patched roof.
Hercules.
Oh! More information on the great activity beneath the patched roof.
It all seems so neat.
More information on the great activity.
Sung that long as I can remember.
Often mused that the crime rate in Venice was low. One of the lowest in Italy. Brunetti often mused that the crime rate.
Stephen, once again seated beside his father in the corner of the railway. Stephen, once again
And do you know why Little Miss Scary did this? She did it for fun. And do you know why Little Miss Scary did this? She did this for fun. And do you know why Little Miss
Scary... Stephen, once again, seated beside his father.
And do you know why
Brunetti often mused that the crime rate in Venice was low?
In 6 weeks, candidate Truman visited 119 counties in Missouri by car. In 6 weeks, candidate Truman visited 119 counties...
Just wait until you have children of your own. Just wait until you have children of your
After
own.
After all...
Just wait until you have children of your...
For 50 years.
In 6 weeks, candidate Truman visited 119 counties in Missouri by car.
I don't know.
Most Americans, I can't shake the feeling that
a saucy condiment is a bun's worst enemy.
Awry.
To me, a saucy condiment is a bun's worst enemy. To me, a saucy condiment is a bun's worst enemy.
Like most Americans, I can't shake the feeling that this our democracy has gone seriously awry.
Mr. Clumsy woke up, reached out an arm to turn off his alarm clock. Mr. Clumsy woke up and reached out an arm to turn off his alarm clock.
I promised you that it wouldn't be right to break my promise.
woke up. Mr. Clumsy woke up. Mr. Clumsy woke up. Mr. Clumsy woke up.
Fantasies in color, shock through the
layer of this gang. As I can get to be there.
Missouri, this in 6 weeks, candidate Truman, then 190.